Knucklehead, 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 knucklehead.
What's up, guys? We're the Knuckleheads Podcast, and I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and I learned a valuable lesson this week. It was
fucking valuable?
Staggering. It's definitely valuable. It's ridiculous.
We're already starting off sounding really ignorant, huh?
I'm tired. I'm beat today.
Yeah, you look like shit. So, good morning.
Up yours.
Yeah, thanks.
You shit.
So, a couple things happened this week. Well, more than a couple, but...
I mean, millions and millions of things happened, but...
Billions, maybe? Billions? So, this week we actually made friends with another podcast. That's Delightful, is the name of the podcast. And there, if you want to go to listen to a show and feel really stupid, and how intellectual they are, definitely check them out.
It doesn't help that we're really lowbrow. And we started in like 30 seconds, we're like, cocksucker.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, they don't really curse as much.
I don't think they cursed at all.
They might have threw in a couple curses here and there.
They have intellectual conversation, and we're like, fuck you, Marvel's better, fuck you, DC rules. And,
it's pretty bad. It makes me feel really, really dumb. Like, I just wanted to quit the show, and it's like, you know what? Like,
let's just quit life.
Yeah, let's just quit the show and go out on top, or on the bottom.
Top of the bottom.
Yeah.
In our own minds, we're the champions of the world.
But they did leave us a nice review this week. And the review was,
these assholes.
their quick wit and genuine off-the-cuff chemistry in the show that keeps one smiling. This shit is so fucking small. I took a screenshot of it, that's why.
Put your fucking glasses on.
This is a really, really funny podcast. Lies. And I highly recommend downloading. Perfect for binge listening. So the reason why I think he took... Whoever did this review at That's Delightful, you can catch him on Twitter at DelightfulCast. I think he copied this from like
everyone
a famous podcast, and then was like, you know what, let me give these chumps a nice review or something.
I think I'm fucking funny.
We could be funny. We're just really lowbrow. Like, we're like, they're PhDs, doctorates, and like brainy smarties.
How do you think I became the hater? Years of practice.
DA? Duh, hater.
Yeah, I'm
a
duh hater.
But yeah, it's...
Maybe I got a hateful PhD, you know? I went to hateful school for this.
Hateful you? Yeah. Hate you, university?
Yeah, you know. Our motto was, fuck you.
Yeah. But their
sports team was...
Go on.
Up yours.
Yeah, good job. So, their podcast is pretty funny. They talked about a good amount of things. One of the things I wanted to talk about that they spoke about, to give our point of view... The first one was people reading headlines and like the fact that using headlines is fact and so yesterday we went to see Spider-Man.
Go on.
And
how was it?
It was good, but in the car we were, you know how you do the after movie discussion thing and all that shit.
And you hang out with two chumps who don't know shit.
But the thing is, we started talking about other movies, and like lately My whole thing has been show me the receipts, like, which is, like, it's almost like show me the call facts, like, if you busting out facts, like, show me, like, I'm done with believing the bullshit.
You from Jamaica, the show me Adam?
Yeah, basically.
So show me you're not blowing back your fanny?
So I was like, you know, they was like, oh, Spider-Man bombed, and I'm like, the other Spider-Mans, and I'm
the
like,
Amazing Spider-Man?
Like, no, they didn't, like, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, like, they did very well.
They look good. I didn't care for the second one. The story.
Well, no. Even if the movies were terrible, they still were making a shit ton of money.
Fast and Furious is terrible, and it's fucking raking in
the rubles. Yeah. Well, Fate and the last Fast and the Furious was actually like one of the best comedies of the year. It was extremely funny. Like most of the movie, I was laughing on how fucking
like all they needed to do was throw a pie.
Yeah, I was just laughing at how silly the movie actually really was.
One crazy thing they did that was kind of bullshit.
Besides throwing the torpedo or moving the torpedo over.
The Rock rode a torpedo, I think it was.
No, he pushes it.
So he drives up next to it, and then remember that episode of American Dad where they're making fun of Fast and Furious?
It's basically like that. As a matter of fact, he doesn't race a bullet. He races a heat seeker. He drives faster than a heat seeker. But what's even worse is there's... was six, I think six cars hook down. Every car they have has the hook from one of the other movies, the tether hook, and they all hook his car in different.
Are they all like hidden away like a spy thing, or are they just like hooked onto the front bumper?
No. They fucking shoot harpoon his ass from all different spots of the car, and he does like a whole bunch of pickles and lettuce with fucking like driving and using his horsepower and all this shit, and he gets away from it. He fucking like crashes two of them. He fucking rips one of the doors off. Like, it's bullshit. And then to get Hobbs off of him, Hobbs was attached to his door. Dom elbows the door and it flies off the fucking car. And he's inside.
He elbowed the door open and the door blew off the hinges.
Yeah, but he blew the door off the hinges. And I'm just like, that's comedy. That's some of the stuff you could have caught.
All you needed was the fucking, the kaboom when he hit
it. Yeah, it was so bad. But going back to like the facts and stuff, and people just
the facts,
reading a headline like that. That's any back and forth I have now. I'm like, dude, show me the receipts. Like, what do you have back in this? Because people read a headline, like, you know, all this bullshit that you can read online right now about any movie or any pop culture thing.
If you want to find a certain dissenting opinion or approving opinion, you can't find it.
Yeah, and which is, I think that's what they spoke about on their show. I was like, it's extremely true. You can say like,
oh, they were sucking about
cock is good for your health, and I bet you you can find
good for my health.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about like, you know,
actually, wait, go get my cock sucked. Whoops.
Like, sucking cock helps your tonsils, or you know,
tonsils.
I'm just saying, like, any stupid fact that you could come up with, like, sucking cock makes you a better podcaster. And it's like, okay, I bet you could find,
you know what, an article. I think I'm at the pinnacle of podcasting.
Yeah.
What can I do to up my podcast game?
Sucking cock. I'm pretty positive that...
Can we change it to like eating pussy or something?
That's fine. Nah, so I'm talking about you
could just... eating the butt?
Would you shut the fuck up and let me finish this? I'm pretty sure you can find any article to back your claim of crazy. Like, the world's flat.
There are motherfuckers who believe the world
is flat. That's what I'm saying. You can find any other... Anything you come up with, you can find a bunch of dumb motherfuckers that... with doofuses that definitely can get on your claim.
If it's one thing that people run in packs, it's stupidity.
Yeah.
Or doofism. Doofusism? That word?
Sure.
Or doofus I or doofus E? See, this is why we're not fucking high. We're not highbrow. We're lowbrow.
We're definitely not. There's even their most average Joe host is fucking smarter than us. And they sound way better than us. We should just quit, man. It's been 4 years. It's been a good run. We got 100,000 hits. We got, you know.
Should we,
I think we should just pack it up, man.
Then what are we going to do? Retire to Podcast Island where old podcasts go to die?
No, we just mass suicide on the air. Like, let's drink this punch together and put it on YouTube. Actually, no, they'll take it down. Yeah. We'll just do it on YouTube. But damn, who's going to post the episode? Got to edit and post.
Well, you said let's do it on YouTube, and then they said they'll take it down, and then you said let's do it on YouTube again.
No, my bad. I meant, like, let's do it on iTunes. Like, what if we did it on iTunes?
I got
iTunes?
Things to do, bro. I don't know about you. I mean, you know.
You don't want suicide?
No.
All right.
Well, I got to go back to work and deal with dumbasses.
Well, what I would say is, if you don't read a headline and not read the article... Because most of the time, the headline doesn't match the article. And most of the time, there are no facts in any of those stories.
And I would assume that most articles you read have to do with that person's opinion. Unless it's like a true news thing, like a news outlet. And even then, you can still find the bias in there, but...
In our field, it's really tough with pop culture. Or even just movie reviews.
Yeah, because
everything
all
is an opinion. Everything. And the problem that I have with like movies and things of that nature is like... People not only make their decision before they even see a fucking trailer because of the name of the movie. And it's like, because one person said this thing about this film, another dumbass is going to go like, hey, I believe in this because of someone else said it. Like I said in the car yesterday, I don't think Wonder Woman was as great as everyone think it is. Yeah. I think Wonder Woman made... crazy dollars because it was certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, because people are fucking sheeple and they go in and they're like, you know what, they said it's good.
Let's suck the teeth of this movie.
Yeah, like, they said it's good, it's good. Like, they said Suicide Squad's bad, it's bad. Granted, it was bad, but I'm just saying, like, they give these ratings and people think that those ratings are from professionals. Any schmuck, even us, even one of us can work for Rotten Tomatoes and go trash. Certified fresh.
Even us turds?
Yeah, even us turds can do this.
Are we dingleberries?
I mean, I'm a turd. You hang off the ass.
That's because I hold on for dear life.
Yeah, but that's Delightful Podcast. They definitely cannot write for Rotten Tomatoes.
No, because they're not turds. We're the turds.
No, I'm saying they can't write for Rotten
Tomatoes. We could all be turds. We should call them over and have a turd off.
They definitely can't write for Rotten Tomatoes because they're going to write some stuff that the normal Rotten Tomatoes readers are going to just, like, need a dictionary to fucking understand. But
see, Trump's got it right. Fake news.
Yeah, man. Fake news is fake news. That's definitely the shit now. But what I would say is to the Life Podcast, if you listen for this last 10 and a half minutes, you know, thank you for you know, giving us a cool review. Thanks for even listening to our show. And
after this one.
Yeah, not after this one. But, you know, you could definitely unsub right now. You know, thank you for the support. And we hope to, you know, be friends in the future. And I think on their show, they also talked about making friends as an adult, which I agree with is hard as fuck. Because I'm stuck in my ways, man. I don't want friends. Like, I don't want new friends.
I don't even want the friends I have currently because they're fucking assholes.
Well, it's hard to keep the friends you have, but then to make new friends, you have to, like, work harder. And then I even find that when you meet a new person, you have to be fake right away. Because if they knew the real us, they'd be like, man, these fucking fat douchebags. Like, it's so difficult.
You gotta be fat, though.
Because we are fat.
I made a new friend at work, my work bestie, Mike.
Yeah, but think about it. You're 30 and change, and you just
now... Thank you for hiding the rest of it.
Yeah. Appreciate it. You just now made, like, a friend that you would actually bring to your house from work.
Well, I mean...
And all your other jobs, and all the decades you've worked.
There was the one dude at Food and Party, Che.
Yeah, but... How many times did he come over?
That's just because we have the same thing scheduled.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, if you want to be friends with somebody, you're going to hang out with him outside of work or hang out with him in your house. How many other people, like, really, you know, were like, hey, let's bring this dude home to mom, basically, you know? Not many. You know, that's when you know you, like, a work, like, a acquaintance from work versus a friend.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't have work friends. I have one work friend.
Yeah, and the rest are acquaintances.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I think it's so hard when you're older to make friends.
We're eating lunch on Friday yesterday.
So you had a date?
No, we're all having lunch.
Gay!
No, the whole team went to have lunch because my boss actually bought lunch. Fucking A. Fucking miracles of fucking miracles. So, and the pizza was shit anyway.
Go on.
So we're
thank you for sharing. That's delightful. Yeah.
I was up at 4 a.m. taking a dump, too. So the one kid who was dubbed Snitchered, because he was doing some snitching, and he was like, yo, why you don't ever invite me to your house? I said, yo, because you're a fucking little kid. He just turned 21. I was like, how the fuck are you letting me, a grown-ass man, having a 21-year-old come to my fucking house?
Your couch is older than him.
You know what? That's probably that could almost be damn near not even. Well, I mean, I would say that couch is at least 10 to 12 years old.
Oh, all right. What about, let's see. What about the downstairs stove is older than him?
No, the stove got replaced. The fridge is older than him.
No, the fridge is gone.
No.
Oh, you're talking about yours?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about where in dad's.
Oh, no.
That fridge would have been older than him.
Yeah, probably, so.
Or our dining room set downstairs is probably older than him.
Yeah, and then I put him in line. I'm like, yo, how the fuck do I bring a 21-year-old kid to my fucking house?
Like Michael Jackson.
And that started up, too. And then they said, yo, where are you touching one of the sex doll shows? And he's like, where didn't he touch me? And I'm like, this is why you ain't coming to my house, ninja.
Yeah, but what if he, I mean, the age shouldn't matter. Like, if they're cool, they're cool. Like,
no, he's cool, but he's...
He's not cool enough to be your friend, and that's...
No, he... It's not,
difficult.
Isn't that he's not cool enough? This leads to my other story.
Go on.
Isn't that he's not cool enough to be my friend? It's just... Everything I talk about, he has no fucking clue, because obviously he didn't grow up having any of that. Like, he never saw Jaws, or Terminator, or Terminator 2.
Or Terminator 3, or Terminator 4.
He doesn't know any of that, so we're not in the compatible ages. He hangs out with the other dude that's 20, and we call him Rush Hour... And you can take a fuck.
Is he Asian or black?
One of them is Asian, one of them is black.
Come on, man!
So we call it Rush Hour.
What about me?
And they're young, so they talk about all kinds of whatever young kids talk about.
Turd stuff?
I guess. I have no clue. Sometimes.
Vaping?
No, they don't vape. I'd tear them up for that shit. And then
the funny thing is about the younger people. Like, we were talking about something at work, and I said it's rotten in Denmark, and they were like, "What's that?" And I was like, "It's a joke from the Three Stooges."
Well, and, I mean, that joke's been around forever.
Well, but I got it from when I was a kid. I got that from the Three Stooges, and he's like, "But what?" I don't get the reference, and I was just like, never mind.
You know, the Three Stooges is probably, like, I think it's not close to 100 years old.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, that's where I got, that's how we fucking started the Knuckleheads podcast, because of the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
But, and there's normally three of us.
Oh.
The other one's on vacation, hiatus, jerking it.
Mike's coming in, bro, don't worry.
Nah, fuck him.
Dang. Give a chance when you tear him down.
It's just, I'm jealous.
Sorry. So, no,
What happened was...
I was telling, you know, we were loading up machines and stuff. We're getting stuff ready because we got a big order. So, I'm like, yo, put these on. I was like, if this looks questionable, don't put it on. Because it's going to go through the evening and we don't have a night guy anymore. Like, if it's questionable,
don't... Oh, you're hiring?
Yeah. I'm hiring somebody. But it's like part-time, it's not. Oh. Part-time and weekends.
Damn.
Exactly. It's a massacre. So, I'm like, yo, if you don't think it's going to make it, don't do it. If you really gotta question it, fucking show me, and I'll tell you yes or no.
It's free in the show me item.
So, fucking, he puts them all on. It's like 4 o'clock, so he puts on like 15, 20 machines. Right. So it's like 5:30. He was like, yo, I gotta start changing some of those machines.
Is that what he said, yo?
Yeah, because we're doing some stuff. And he's like, I gotta change the machines. I'm like, why? He's like, oh, because I put a little bit on them, a little bit of material on them, and it might not make it. I'm like, yeah, you fucking turd. Didn't I tell you put enough on there to hold it down for the whole night? Oh, no, but those will make it now, and then we can just change it. And I'm like, no, I told you to put enough on there. So he likes to wait for the fucking plastic to almost be run out, you know, when you get down to like a few rings.
Yeah, because that's the manufacturing way.
He's like, he don't know shit about that. And he's like, oh, I can get like 5 minutes out of it. Like, why are you playing with the fire, bro? He's like, go change it now. We got... Take your ass over there and go fucking change it.
Don't anger the 3D printing gods, man.
And I'm like, yo. And then it hit me, and I was like, it's because he's young. He thinks he fucking knows everything.
Well, no, it could be that.
But not in a bad way, but he just like, you know, when you're young, you think you can get away with it.
But it's also the thing is, he doesn't have the experience that we had of like I've come into a bot farm. We're veteran engineers at this point, but I've come into a bot farm and... fucking over 20 machines ran out of material. Like, when you have that sinking feeling when all your shit's due that day, and you're like, yeah, this is enough material, and you leave, and you have a good night's sleep, and you come in, you got your fucking monster, and you come in, and you look at the machines, and nothing is printed, that's when you learn, like, you know what? I'd rather open a new roll...
That's what I do.
...and put a new fucking roll on it, and worry about what's on the other roll tomorrow, than... leave a quarter of a spool and then not know.
And not just that, but then the boss is going to come and he's going to chew your ass. You go, why is he always coming after me? I'm like, because you do dumb things, you fucking banana head.
You turd? You knucklehead?
I'm just like...
Wait, is knucklehead a term of endearment now? Did we just change...
No, I call him a fucking banana head. I call him a turd.
Yeah, you got the dad jokes.
Well, because I don't want to call him a fucking asshole.
Oh, turd?
No, I don't want to call him a fucking asshole.
Just call him a turd, man. A vaping turd.
He's a big... Like, it's funny that... It's just... I don't know. It's like, you know, when you're young, you got that energy. Or like, I'm like, yo, go do this. And then while... You know how you would go and wait for machines to heat up? You know, you get the plastic ready and stuff. He'll get them. He'll start them and then come back to talk to the other guy. To talk to the other half of rush hour. And I'm like, didn't I tell you to go fucking load those machines? Oh, they're heating up. And I'm like, you couldn't stand there and wait for it? And he was gonna run back and have a quick talk or a chit chat. And I'm just like,
he goes that way, you go this way. It's like, it's rush hour. They doing the fucking, you know, the bit.
I don't know, man. It's funny because then I'm watching him and I'm watching him work. And I'm like, yo, if I can see you're not doing nothing or you're bullshitting your work, what do you think the boss is gonna tell you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, yo, stop putting bullets in his gun, bro.
My boss only sees me, so. The funny thing is that the new guy got burned yesterday or Thursday
burned
because the fact that the night builds are supposed to be done, he leaves at 6. The night build was done, but there was an error that wasn't checked. Then there was an error that wasn't checked at like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. the Night Bill was rebuilt with an even bigger era from one of the guys. Then, basically, the dude was like, it's five, I'm out. And this dude was, he had to rebuild the job again, which takes like 2 hours. And he was there till like eight something that night.
So for once, it wasn't your fault?
It wasn't my fault. But what makes it even worse...
He blamed everybody else.
No, he took the L. He was like, hey, it's my fault, whatever. And he tried to do the shame whip shit, and he came in, and he was like, hey, I'll build all these builds. And it's like, nah, you know, we're good.
Did you walk around with the bell? Shame.
Yeah, like that's what shame. He was doing. But I was like, no, we're good. Don't worry about it. And then Friday night, you know, I have tickets to see a movie. I had to fucking get out of there, like, ASAP in order to be able to take a shower and wash my fucking balls.
I was going to say you had to make like a tree and leave.
Yeah, but no, make like a tree and get out of here. And I'm waiting there, and I'm like, okay, this build's coming out at, like, 5. So the new dude was like, hey, I came an hour early, so he's not leaving at 6, he's leaving at 5. So he asked the dude who fucked him over the night before and was like, hey, can you help me flip these builds? They're coming out at, like, 5. We might be here till like 5:20, 5:30. And he was like, nah, I can't. And just left. Damn. And then he asked me, and I'm like, dude, I have tickets to see, Spider-Man. I can't go. I can't. Like, but I have to, like, I would have to take a cab home. Even then, I still only going to have, 15, 20 minutes to take a shower. So he was like, fine, I guess I'm here till fucking 7 again. And he was pissed off because he has family that just flew in. And he came in early to leave early. So I stayed to help him. And while I stayed, he was just, like, going to town.
That's not the guy you hate his face, right?
No.
Uh-huh. And you were telling the guy down to 5?
No, he's off. And so we're fucking going, and, like, we're going to town, and we're doing it, and he's just spewing venom at this point. And I'm just like, hey, man, like, you know, don't worry about it. Like, I help. We stay. We get the job done, and we fucking just go home.
We do it, and we break out.
Yeah, we just go home. Because the thing that sucks is with those printers, you can't... So you load the job, which takes like 10 minutes, right, for it to load, to send to the machine. Then you start, then you gotta wait 15 minutes, pause the machine, and check to see if all the parts are sticking to the build plate for offset. So the problem is, we fucking 505, the print, I got everything off the build plate, hit print, now you gotta wait 10, 15 minutes just for that. You're just waiting. You have to wait till it gets a certain millimeter height in order to check it.
Classic FDM shit.
So I'm like, okay, let's wait for it. And I'm just sitting there waiting.
That's as bad as my boss the other day.
But I did get an upgrade on my cab, though. All
right.
Juno gives you a...
Free upgrade?
Yeah, it'll say free upgrade. And it was a fucking SUV? 2017 Escalade. Like, this big ass... felt like a baller. But the dude was Egyptian. The driver, he didn't shut the fuck up, but... He was telling me about how bad...
Oh, yeah, can you do me a favor? What? Shut the fuck up?
he was telling me how bad things are in the, like, cab world or whatever. And he was telling me how dishonest other drivers are.
Uber lost, like, their CEO, their CFO. They lost, like, half their upper fucking management team.
Well, it's also because they're lying on a lot of documents. Like, okay. But supposedly the app Get, they bought Juno and... all the drivers are suing Juno because in the original contract, it said that they get half of what the company sells for. They got $200 million. So that $100 million technically will be split amongst the drivers. So even if there's even if you get like 40 grand or 30 grand, like that's still crazy. So he was like, I don't know how true this is. This is what the driver told me. I didn't ask to show me his Carfax, but he... When he told me that, I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, you know, imagine there's like 200 drivers. Like, you know how much... you're done. You can retire.
You may get a piece of the action.
You're supposed to. Like, they signed the contract, so all the drivers are suing the company because they're not agreeing to the contract. It's pretty crazy.
That's fucked up. That's crime.
Yeah.
I mean, I did get stock in my company, so if it hits...
But what's funny, I have stock too in my company, and what's funny about the thing he, what?
Top me.
Oh. What's funny about the thing of the company buying the other company, whatever, is he's saying, he's telling me the rules and stuff that they, like, abide by, all this shit. We were just talking. Because at this point, I gave up on my headphones. So I'm like, okay, I might as well have a conversation with him. So he was talking about dishonest drivers. and that, you know, drivers that, or he said dishonest customers. He said there was plenty of times that this one, he had this one customer that he mostly drives in Manhattan. And he, the I guess Uber Eats or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically they pick up a guy that has food, then they drive him to another location, whatever the case is. He picks up the dude, they get through the Holland Tunnel, and the guy's like, hey, I forgot the rest of the food. So he goes back around, back through the Holland Tunnel, nice. Gets the food, comes back through the Holland Tunnel, brings the guy to his spot, and then it was like a, I think like $80 fare or something like that, and the guy complains to Uber that the driver took a bad route. So when they look at the map, it shows the driver going in circles.
Oh.
And because the people giving refunds and shit, they're in India. They're in other countries. They're not here. So they look at the map, they show the bad route, and then they automatically take half the money from the driver and reimburse.
Damn, so you get a free ride.
You basically get a free ride. So they did that, and the Uber driver called and was like, listen, like, look at the map. Like, he's like, my customer's not asleep. I went. There's no way I could go through the Holland Tunnel three times, and the customer's not going to say anything. It's like he asked me to do that. He extended the ride, so they gave him his money back and whatever. But the thing is, like, you have to go through all this shit. Funny,
that's an $80 ride, and he's just like Uber Eats is not as expensive as like DoorDash. DoorDash is expensive.
Yeah, DoorDash is shit.
But like that's a slick way to get away with it because you know the amount of money you make. Like those guys that work for Uber Eats, assuming. You know, they're only making the booking fare. They don't make the, they make booking fare and tips in theory. I don't know how else they make their fucking money.
I don't know. I just know that he said a lot of customers, like, they'll ask to stop, and then he'll, you know, the driver will stop. Because what he told me is when you get into a Uber, Lyft, or Juno, it's your car. He said you can put your feet up, you can fucking play whatever music you want because it's your car. Like, you're paying for the it's basically like...
Take my shirt off?
He said you basically in the legal limits, you basically own this car now.
So you can't do.
Coke you can't do blow, yeah. But the way he explained it was, you know, it's your car or whatever, because he said you have to get in and they have to make you feel, you know, like you paid for a service, which you did. You know, so he's like, I pulled over, I stopped or whatever, and the guy, he said it was more traffic or something because we pulled over and waited like 10 minutes for something. The guy got out, like, went to a store or something. And then they waited. And then when there was traffic, when he pulled out, the guy said he took a bad route and that the driver pulled over to smoke a cigarette or something.
Damn.
And they suspended his Uber account for 24 hours because of that.
That's gratuitous. Like, why would... I've never even heard of something.
Isn't gratuity a tip?
No, I think when it's gratuitous means it's like
we need that's the life without help us out.
Message us right now. Gratuitous. You know how to spell it?
Gratuitous, uncalled for.
Yeah.
Lacking reason.
Yeah. I know a thing or two.
Unwarranted.
I could be a highbrow motherfucker. Wait, what?
But you just said motherfucker. Hey. You can't say I could be a highbrow motherfucker in the same sentence. I could be smart, cocksuckers. Like, that doesn't work.
I come from motherfuckers, a good word.
But yeah, that's some
motherfucker
like...
Motherfucker means you fuck a lot of mothers.
That's some really shady shit. Yeah, sure. That's some really shady shit.
That is. To
do. Like, I told him, I was like, dude, I've reported a lot of drivers, but only because they legitimately, like, didn't take the route, or they...
That guy who drove you around for 45...
Yeah, I got home in, like, an hour, and I'm like, dude, I just didn't say anything. I just reported him. But apparently, if the customer says, hey, I got into an accident, even though you didn't, like, in the app, you can go down the fucking list and pick, you don't even have to write anything out. It's like, hey, I got into an accident. You click that, the guy's account suspended.
Damn.
And then, because the way it works is like, they're like,
hey,
you didn't tell us that you were in an accident, blah, 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 whatever, show us you have to send pictures of your car and all this stuff, and then they reinstate your account. But this dude, what's funny is that he drives for all the companies,
yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. He has, like, a Tony Stark fucking dashboard of, like, phones and shit. And he goes, yeah, for Juno, a lot of drivers were giving their codes or selling things in the car. And in Uber, that's against the rules that they could take your license away for that. And he was like, giving your code is illegal, right? So I said, okay, yeah, that's crazy. So before I leave, he's like, hey, what's your number? I was like, why? He's like, because I'm going to give you my code for this new app called Via. It's a car service. And I'm like, isn't that illegal? He's like, no, I'm driving for Juno right now. I'm not driving for Uber. I was like, this motherfucker. That's some slick shit.
Gaming, why not? Fuck it.
Yeah, but I've got into cars that actually sell candy and sell chargers. It's like $20 for a charger.
Like literally or just a charger or phone?
To buy a charger. Like he was selling candy for $2 each, and
because normally bags of M&Ms and shit?
Yeah, dude, he had a fucking plastic plexiglass case in the middle in front of his radio that had shelves and signs. It was like a fucking it was a cat shy of a bodega. Like that's how crazy it was. And he said that's illegal. Like they can't do that either.
All they need to do is smell like cat piss.
It had the smell. It smells like cat pee and there's no cat. Like what the fuck's going on here? But there was no cat. It had the music.
On the coach?
This motherfucker.
They always have that same Spanish music with like the barking dog thing.
Yeah, that's know? That he had all that. He just didn't have the cat.
I know that music in my head, and when I hear it, I just like, jeez.
Bodega music.
That's exactly what it is.
But the fact that the dude's selling shit, like, hey, because you're supposed to, he was like, you have the option to hook up your phone to their car and play music if you want. And I remember when we were, I think we were in Vegas, I was like, hey, can I hook up my phone? And he was like, yeah, go ahead. And we couldn't get it to work. But then when we did, he was like, oh, this is your music. I'm like, no, that's not. I don't even have that song. And then he fixed it, and then like we got to listen to like Ozzy and shit while we were driving, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But not every driver. He said in New York, they don't, they just want you to shut the fuck up, or you know, they. I think I got 4 stars now instead of 5 because a driver said I took too long to get outside the house.
His fat ass took too long to walk.
Yeah, what makes it worse though is like our rating doesn't do anything. If I give him a 1 star, he loses rating. And if he wanted to drive for another company and they look at his rating and they only taking 4s and 5s and he just got a 3, he might not get that job.
So you do you rate a lot of 1s?
No, I rate everybody gets a 5. The only time I rate a 1 is if the shit says $13 and I look and it's $28 because of the fucking route, or I wind up by the mall. When he takes the highway and goes by the mall and like, taking the fucking super scenic route, that's the only time that I'm like, you know, a 1 star, fuck you. You know, the only other guy I gave a 1 star was the dude that didn't lower his music. Like, he was blasting music, and I couldn't even hear my headphones.
Dang.
Like bumping. And I was like, hey, yo, can you lower that? Like, I can't hear my headphones. And he was like, nah, man, it's good music. And I'm like, I didn't say it wasn't good.
I don't want to hear it, motherfucker.
I literally could not hear my music. At full blast. And, you know, he was like, oh, you want me to play something? And I'm like, no, I just want you to lower the music.
I wish you played Shut the Fucking Radio Off, motherfucker.
And then he didn't lower it. And I was just like...
Oh, he lowered it, like, from 10 to 9.
And I was like, all right, cool. And I just wrote, like, not enjoyable, ride, like, you know, basically treated bad and all. Just whatever bullshit white people shit they let us write.
This gentleman did not turn down the radio.
He's shallow and pedantic, yeah.
Was that highbrow enough for you?
I think they stopped listening like 20 minutes ago.
Probably.
So, the Castlevania on Netflix.
I was pleasantly surprised.
You know what my complaint is? If you had to guess what my complaint is, what is it? Not about the show. Alright, too fucking late. These Netflix commies fucking only put 4 episodes. And they're only 20-something minutes each.
Oh.
What kind of commie shit is that?
I mean, I think that's more just like for the test run to see how it goes. Because then its first day, it already got renewed for a second season with 8 episodes.
What I'm saying, though, is like...
You can't really tell a big story.
Now we gotta... One, we're gonna have to fucking wait for this cocksucker season 2. And two, why the hell are you gonna put 4 episodes, dude? Like... They're 20 minutes.
It's like a mini movie. It's like an hour and like 30 minutes.
I know, but that still sucks. I ran through the first 2 episodes and I was like...
No, that's because you're a fucking Odia.
I watched them this morning.
You still a binge-watching fuck?
You can't binge-watch 20 minutes of stuff. That's bullshit.
You can.
That's all shit.
What determines binge watching?
When you watch a season in a day.
This is more of a definition than that. So
theoretically, I don't know about that.
But if you watch all four episodes, then you binged it.
I didn't.
I'm just saying.
I watched two.
That's why I called you a fucking OD.
I am OD.
Okay.
I OD on carbs. I OD on snacks. Sure. Anyway, back to an intellectual conversation.
Oh, yeah, one side of my side.
Go ahead. But Castlevania, definitely, like, the first episode was badass. Like, honestly, it didn't drag me in, kind of thing. Like, I was engaged. Like, I was looking at my phone, and then, spoiler alerts, by the way, if you haven't seen this
fucking
80-minute Castlevania bullshit, the first episode, I was just, like, looking at my phone, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is gonna be boring, isn't it? And then, soon as they kill his wife, Dracula's wife.
Not only that, they...
Not cold chops. They burned the bitch at the stake.
Barbecued her. And not just did they fucking barbecue her, but then you see the corpse kind of just crumbling.
Yeah,
and I was just like,
huh.
Dude.
And that escalated quickly.
What's worse, I'm watching it, so like, this is not the standard story of Dracula. You know, Dracula, this is like, you know, Dracula learns to love and
hang out. Yeah, the one something. Person. The yeah. one time he decides to let his guard down.
Yeah, and
fucking church.
And yeah, they're still doing that. So this, you know, I've read a lot of their stories over the years and stuff like that, but it all comes out of left field, and then.
Okay, so going back, Dracula decides to he meets a scientist.
Yeah.
What's her name? Laura? Something with an L.
Lauren.
Lauren. Something with an L. Whatever. The L chick.
That's also the name of the chick I work on.
The L chick. So she, he, gross. I know right. Mike picked that shit up.
My bad.
Snorting coke over here. So I know, so he.
Dude, we're podcasts, we need coke, man.
So he meets the girl, he falls in love, whatever. He thinks she's a witch, or she, magic or something.
They think that science is witchcraft.
Well, no, but Dracula tells her, he makes like a joke or something like that. No, and she's like, no, I'm a woman of science.
Yeah, cause, and then he's like, oh, you want. He says he's like, you want me to walk around like a peasant, and I give you like the knowledge of immortals and shit. But yeah, I mean, that's at that time when,
yeah,
you know everything was witchcraft
and the devil. Witch.
And what's even better about that, because you know they just skip over their love stuff, which was fine, I didn't mind it. But then like in the next,
so they burn her at the stake.
Which he was burned, I was like, that shit woke me up, because I was like, well, that's where we're going with this motherfucker.
Yeah, right, like that,
I didn't see that coming.
That's exactly what happened to me, because I'm looking at my phone. And I just hear her yelling, and then she says... And
what's worse is, like, I'm like, can you hear her? Because, fucking A, bitch, you better yell louder than that.
Cause well, because then she says, like, they know not what they're doing. Like she's saying...
the Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but she's saying stuff that... And the one Catholic dude's like, who's she talking to? He's like, the devil. And then I'm like, is she talking to Dracula? Oh, she's telling him, like, forgive them. And I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Oh, no, because like I said, once I was like, well, that's where this is. And I'm yeah. like, oh shit, it's on. And then when he shows up at her house and he's like crying blood, I was like, oh, I mean, that's it.
Yeah, that,
you got Dracula crying blood.
That's man, exactly when it sold me. Because after she dies and he goes.
She didn't die.
Well, no, she
was murdered.
She got barbecued.
It was a moita.
Yeah.
It was a roaster.
After she gets spit roasted, she. After all that stuff. He goes and he sees an old lady putting flowers down, and he asks, "Where's his wife?" Whatever, and she's like, "I, you know, she's dead."
Yeah.
And or she says, "I think she's
no."
Still...
The church took her, but he's like, "Did they take her to the cathedral?" And she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's probably dead by now. And the fucking crazy shit was like, the tropes of Dracula are usually like darkness and freezing water and things of that nature.
The cold, but, the, yeah, like the cold presence.
The, yeah, the creatures of the night, and when he. Fucking caught on fire. I was like,
no, but
what the fuck?
Because first he starts, he looks away, he starts crying blood, right? And I was like,
well, actually, does that mean that Dracula's bitch made he cry?
I mean, he didn't cry real tears, he cried blood.
So that's hardcore.
Some Chuck Norris tears and shit. So he cries blood, But then he turns around. The shit that made me laugh about that scene is that it looks like he spontaneously combusted into fire.
He fucking literally did.
I know, but it, the way I was just laughing just because he's like, you know when you're taking a shit, you just start shitting so hard that you start sweating. Like, that's what it looked like. He was just like, whoosh, and just burning in the fucking flames.
Hey, but what's funny,
he was hot-headed about it. And then fucking...
You know, for the hot steak, you know?
She, what's crazy is that, like, he was about to murder her, and then was like, you know what?
No,
this is the last, basically, this is the last good deed I'm gonna do.
He was like, hey, yo, bitch,
you're about to die. And then she's just like, oh no. And he's like, you know what? Get the fuck out of town, get out of Dodge, cause you're gonna die.
When some dude is crying blood and catching fire and burning shit around him, and he said, yo, you better get out of town. That's a sign.
I think you should get the fuck out of town.
I think you should leave the continent at that
point. So then he go. The crazy shit is that he does the fucking Jor-El head, like, in the fire.
I didn't see that shit coming. I was like,
no, I thought he was just going to swoop in and murder everybody. Yeah. And then he's like, then he does some evil villain douchery shit. It's almost to the point when you're in trouble and your mom's like, we got to talk later. And it's like, but what did I do? And it's like, you'll find out later. But later's in 10 hours. Later. That's what he did to them.
The psychological warfare.
Yeah, he psychologically sentenced them.
No, but what's
in a Jor-El head fire face.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what the fuck is he on about? I'm like, this motherfucker's dragging the fuck with, like, the fire like that and shit. I was totally there at that point. I was like...
So he's telling them, he tells all the... Because they're in the square, they're celebrating that they just fucking...
Yeah, burn the witch.
Burn the chick to a crisp. And
I like my shit extra.
Yeah, they use the 21 herbs and spices on the bitch. She's dead. Then they're celebrating. They're like, beer. Yeah, high five.
What's funny is, like, the guy's holding up the cross. And I've never understood the parallels between, like, why a cross is supposed to stop Dracula.
I thought it was because of the silver.
No. Vampires, in some stories, are allergic to silver. But that,
he had to go across.
Yeah. But what it does, the parallels between, like, Jesus Christ and him fighting against Dracula, kind of, they don't make sense to me, because, like, why would Jesus care about Dracula?
Well, I think it's also the religion is
so potent, the power.
It's the power of the faith and all that stuff. But
no, his shit got dumped on because he was shaking, and then he was like,
"You're not real." And then he blows out all the windows, and he's like, "Is that real enough for you, motherfucker?" Basically,
I wish he would have just showed up and just, like, fucking pop that guy's head right off.
Well, what
his
I thought he was gonna do was, like, the flame tornado and then pop into the flesh, and then he's like, oh, who's real? Yeah. But he tells them, in a year's time, I'm gonna raise an army and I'm gonna destroy the whole fucking
the continent,
whatever, because there's so many cities in that place. Yeah. And
Transylvania.
It started with a W. It's not Wichita. But
although I think they burn motherfuckers out.
He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill everybody, and then
he's like, I'm gonna fucking shoot you in the head, and I'm gonna fuck you in that
hole. Well, what makes it even worse is that a year later, they're celebrating the death of the wife, and then the head dude is like,
the Pope,
and he's like, the freaking Pope, and he's like, you know, a year ago, and he's telling them this story, and then you just see the sky start turning red.
He's like, what the fuck did he say? He was like, oh, I've never felt God's light so much here, and all that. And as he's saying it, that's when the sky is darkening, and I'm just like, is he looking up? Is anybody else paying attention? Because I'd be like, yo, get me inside.
But he's
carry my old crippled dad back.
He's basically telling all of them, like, the story of this thing, and how, you know, whoever, the devil that threatened them wasn't real. And then the glass breaks from behind him, and then all hell starts raining.
Dude, I was thinking of Slayer, Rain and Blood.
Yeah, that's what it looked, because then it literally starts rain and blood.
And shit. I was just like, I could hear the Slayer music in my head. He's fucking just rocking.
Dude, that was crazy. And then the fact that he, the one thing I didn't understand is, why didn't he do it himself? Why does he need an army to kill humans? That's the only thing I don't understand. Because they said the demons come out at night, but the church comes out in the day. Well, that was in episode 2. But I don't understand
why. I'm just assuming that if there's, like, hundreds of thousands of people, he's going to go around massacring all of them, or just conjure up an army of the night to just massacre
people? Do his bidding? Yeah. But did you watch all four of them?
No, I only watched. I was going to talk about one, so I watched it. But I definitely wanted to watch more of that shit.
Well, after basically, so okay, going back when he talking about killing all of them and raising the army, the dude in white—that's Alucard, right?
I think that's who that is. Okay. Because he was like, "I'm not having it," and I'm like, "That's because Alucard has white hair," and I'm like, "Is that Alucard? Please tell me that's fucking Alucard."
So what happens is that's the last time you see him, yeah. Right? And then the next dude is the. The last of the...
Trevor? No, I don't think that's not Trevor.
The dude that's in episode two? Trevor.
Oh, I thought that was Simon Belmont.
No, it's Trevor Belmont. Oh. He's the last one with the crest. And he's like, I have a whip and a fucking sword in the second one. And he's just plastered all the time. Yeah. And he gets to a bar fight and he's just like... he's getting his ass whooped because he's drunk. Yeah. But then he fucks them up. And then he goes outside and throws up, and he's just like, damn, like, he wasted the alcohol and shit.
If you throw it up, you waste it.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, they're showing his story, and then he goes to the bazaar or whatever, and he hears them talking about the sleeping soldier. And it's like, what the fuck is that? And apparently it's a soldier that lives under the catacombs that when the darkness comes, he'll come to fight. So I think that's Alucard underneath the thing.
Because in the original, like, in the Super Nintendo versions that went into, like, the PlayStation version, like, it went from Castlevania to Castlevania, like, Dracula X. And, like, before it became Symphony of the Night, Alucard was, like, a side character in Castlevania. You can use him in, like, one of the PlayStation versions. But my favorite...
It's Trevor.
My favorite Castlevania was, So then it's after Simon Belmont. Simon Belmont was the original.
Yeah, because this...
The games go throughout the years of the Belmonts, so...
Yeah, because Trevor, he's the last one. And they
say that's Alucard? The voice always says... A voice actor is Alucard? Yep,
Alucard. See? I know some stuff. but James... the Trevor, he's the last one because he's shunned. That's why he got into the bar fight. Mm-hmm. Because he was looking for change... to get a last pint,
and they saw
the crest on his chest, and they were like, oh, you're a Belmont, whatever, and, you know, you're excommunicated or whatever the fuck, and he was just like, I just want ale, whatever, and he meets what the fuck are they called?
Some jerk-offs?
Not travelers. Wanderers? What the fuck are they called?
I thought Alucard was in this, because when you watch the intro, there's, like, one of the scenes, is like, like a wolf turning into a man. And in Symphony of the Night, one of Alucard's powers, he could turn into a wolf and run crazy fast and, like, kill enemies and shit. And that was one of his powers. Because he could turn into a wolf, he could turn into a bat. And...
I can't remember what they were called. I think it was, like, Wanderers or something. And
they're Watchers, man.
What happened, it could be Watchers, too. He runs into them, and one of the head bishops and his, like, minion or whatever, they're telling this dude to get out of town and all this shit. So Trevor comes, and he's just like, you know, leave him alone, and he pulls out his fucking whip, finally,
and he whips that ass?
No, he's holding a cross, like, he's gonna hit him with the cross, and he fucking whips the cross, and you see the cross break in half, and then there's a finger on the floor, and the guy's like, ah, he's like, oh, I didn't mean it, like, I didn't mean to do it, because he's sober, but he said he's out of practice, so he's not trying to, and the dude's, you know, whimpering because of his finger, and he tells his minion, attack him. And he's like, you know, don't do this. He's like, you know, whatever. So he's out of practice, and the dude attacks him. He keeps, like moving, and the dude's, like, running at him.
They can't see him bobbing and weaving on the other side.
Yeah, the dude's, like, he's bobbing and weaving, and the dude's just falling. And then he's like, all right, fine. So he basically, he's looking at the camera, and he has the dude's leg in the whip. And then he fucking whips him, falls. Then he whips him, and his eyeball is on the wall now. His eye came out. And he's like, pick him up, take him to the fucking church, and, you know, bring him back. And
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. He goes with the Wanderer, whatever dude, and apparently his grandson is missing because he went to the catacombs to look for
the
sleeping soldier, which is Alucard. I believe it's Alucard.
Well, in the version of Helsing, because Helsing is... Theoretically, Alucard and Dracula in Helsing are kind of the same person. So when they had first found him, he was like a shriveled corpse in a catacomb. And then she had, like, in under their play where Helsing...
Her name was Lisa, I think.
Oh. And
damn, we're terrible.
They had told her, like, if you ever get into trouble, the person who would become the leader of Helsing, if you get in trouble, go down to the catacombs and you'll find our greatest weapon. And when she found him, he was just a corpse. So essentially,
you have to breathe life back into him.
She got the shit smacked out of him. There was blood on the floor. And next thing you know, he's animated. He got some of the blood on him, and he's like slapping up the blood. And then he pops out, and he just fucking rains out.
Yeah, because that's what happened with Trevor. He's like, "Oh, I'm hungry," and he's like going through the sewage tunnel to get into the castle. Because I guess he's trying to feed. Or he did eat jerky, so I guess he's just really hungry.
You know, it was ironic is that one of the items in the original Castlevania, it was jerky, the turkey leg and shit like that.
The turkey leg is fine. The mutton chop or whatever. The mutton chop is beard. Isn't it a mutton chop?
Yeah, mutton chop.
I thought mutton chop was beard.
No. It's not mutton chop. The mutton chop is a piece of meat.
The turkey leg style.
Yeah, but what's funny, they used to break the stairs. You used to whip it, and you could break the edge of the stairs, and that's where you usually found the meat.
Which is so fucking stupid.
Well, I mean, I had to hide it somewhere.
But yeah, so far, just two episodes. I'm going to watch the next two episodes right after this. It sucks that they're only 20 minutes long, but...
I mean, maybe they'll bring it back fast enough. Like, I mean, look at Voltron.
Yeah.
Every 6 months, they've been cranking them. So, if they already ordered a second season on the first day, you know that shit's already going gangbusters. So.
Yeah, it's definitely... The second episode's good, but I already know that...
You're gonna get hard.
As soon as he's gonna like start going into the catacombs, because Trevor tells him like, if I find your grandson, I'll bring him to you, but you guys have to leave. And he's like, oh, but there's people to help and all this shit. He's like, no, if I find him, you have to leave before darkness, because that's when the minions come, the fucking whatchamacallit, the horde. Yeah, so he's like, you have to leave. So and what makes it even worse. The fucking Dracula is a Jor-El head in the sky made of crows.
That was awesome.
And it's like, what the, like, dude.
This motherfucker can't show up nowhere in person.
Yeah, he's like phoning it in over there.
I mean, he don't need to. If you can make yourself be known as crows at work, will you do that?
A murder?
Yeah, I think that's what a bunch of crows are, right?
He's a murder.
Oh, sure good.
But
for the highbrow knowledge.
Snapple facts. Teaching kids not to be dumb since 1970. But yeah,
I remember when Snapple first came on the scene. World before Snapple.
Castlevania is good, man.
Oh yeah, it's great. I wonder how they're gonna handle the Belmont power. You know, like when the whip's gonna transform.
I don't know. I know he used the whip twice already, and one motherfucker lost a finger and an eye.
Because
isn't Alucard and Trevor gonna team up to fight Dracula?
Yeah, they fight bigger dogs. And then he whips the whip, because the whip would turn into a chain whip eventually. And then, like in the later versions, it was always like a chain whip.
How hard was it to whip a candle in the fucking game? Remember, you used to jump up, just hit the candle?
That shit always looked like a tongue to me. I always thought it was a big ass tongue.
What?
And, like, Yoshi punched him in the back of the fucking head.
Mo?
You practicing?
To sucking cock, apparently.
I guess. I'm not judging.
So yeah, it was a good show. It sucks that there's only fucking four episodes. I'm really bummed at that. I really hope that it comes back fast, like really fast. I don't know. They haven't said anything about.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they follow that Voltron schedule, and it'll be, by the tail end of the year, beginning of next year, we get another 8 episodes. It'll be pretty.
Yeah, but even 8, like that's. I think these shows. I think that all four of these episodes should have been an episode.
It should have just been a movie.
No, just an episode, like hour episodes or 40-minute episodes.
Yeah, but like I said, I think it's just testing the waters. Man.
Yeah, just my foot that you just stepped on with your fucking bare foot.
You got hobby feet. Shit is indestructible. I see you step on rocks and
break. Barefoot. That worked two different on two different levels.
Nah, you got it.
So now there.
Right, those eyebrows.
So the
next thing you know, I'm gonna meet your bare hand.
Yeah. It's a saw. That's a saw. It's a pepper. So definitely check out Castlevania. That shit was really freaking awesome.
Yeah, and if Alucard shows up, my dick is gonna be hard. Cause
I don't think he showed up once, but I don't think he's gonna show up in these next four episodes.
No, like he's gonna become something, because in Symphony of the Night, what else did he have? He could throw like the fireball, or a single fireball from his cloak. He could throw the three fireballs like Dracula. Then he had like these big nuclear fucking blasts that he could throw. You see all these cool swords, and like one of them was like you do a Hadouken and you like teleport and like chop through enemies and shit.
Yeah, it's gonna even the first fight scene when he fucking destroys people.
I just wonder how that whip is supposed to kill.
Hold on, wait till you're done yawning, and then
I wonder how that whip is supposed to kill demons and shit.
slice right through him. He cuts real hard. He whips their ass.
Taking my shit.
It's only one way. I do think that...
Yeah, you can whip it.
Whip it good? I do think that like, not animation, like, the art style, the Shepherd definitely would be badass in that. Yeah. Like, because when I started watching it, I thought about the Shepherd.
Yeah.
Which you can get it at, what the fuck is it? CaliberComics.com.
Way to plug it.
Hey, yeah, that's one of the best things we've ever reviewed. So,
oh, yeah, that's a great
one. Hopefully, I can't wait for the second one to come out very soon. But next week, we are reviewing Prometheus, which is another. We reviewed a comic called Lonesomes. This is another project that they have. I believe his name is Ryan Little. I believe that's his name. We'll definitely give you all the information. Yeah, Ryan Little. So we'll give you all the information in the description for their Kickstarter, because I think they're trying to raise money to basically get people, you know, the book.
Yeah, production costs a lot to get actual books made.
Does it?
Yeah, it's not a cheap endeavor. It's not easy.
Are we a cheap endeavor?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of overhead. We just need snacks. That's what I keep telling them at work. Just give me snacks and I keep working.
I mean, I will say, though, that snacks could be a really big overhead.
They did get some chocolate-covered almonds this week and I was working it. And they had pistachios for the last few weeks and I was eating them and I could feel it in my throat. That shit was funny.
That it used to happen when I first started eating pistachios, especially the red ones, with the red dye on it for some reason. I don't know why. It's not fucking Christmas. Christmas could suck a dick. That shit wasn't Christmas. That's like a dye that they do to kill off sperm or something. Some shit like that.
What is this, fucking Tropical Fantasy Soda?
Yeah, it could be. So Ryan Little's the guy who sent us they're launching the Kickstarter. So that's why I don't have a link. It's on 7-Eleven. Which you can go to 7-Eleven and get a free slushie on that day.
7-Eleven day. Dude, I remember doing that when we were working in the city. The fucking line was out the door, and then they had to have a guy stand there with, like, these small, like, giveaway cups, like these 4-ounce cups, because people were, like, trying to take, like, full fucking size slushies. Well, that's because
in other states, whatever cup you bring, you can fill. So I remember one dude brought a trash can. Like they were.
Why did you bring a trash can?
No, like a new trash can.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still a metal or a plastic one, I guess.
Yeah, but he was filling it with slushy. It's more for the funny thing of like, what can you really bring and fill?
Because it's not food safe plastic, so I wouldn't necessarily want to fucking.
Those things aren't food safe that we drink or eat.
I mean, for that, just, you know, bring a fucking.
Go on.
A tank or something.
You mean a gas tank?
Yeah.
Or did you mean a tank, like a military tank, and fill up a military tank with slushy?
No, why don't we just fill up a building? This is my building. I'm going to fill it up with slushy. All
right. On that note, so don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Knuckleheads Podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher, at Google Play, Last FM. We're fucking everywhere. Just Google the Knuckleheads Podcast. You'll find us. We're at Knuckleheads Pod on Twitter, Knuckleheads Podcast on Instagram. And, if you want some merch, go to teespring.com/theknuckleheadspodcast or /theknuckleheads. Or you could just search in Teespring for the Knuckleheads Podcast and you'll see our new version 2 red shirt that I'm wearing right now. I'm actually wearing right now. I just realized what I'm wearing. I was like, oh, I am wearing this. Merchandising.
Yeah, but they can't see it.
The flamethrower. The kids love this one.
I don't know if they get that reference.
Yeah, probably not, sadly. I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and...
Oh, wait, don't we... Whose turn is it to come up with a quote, a famous movie quote or something this week? Because last week we kind of did the Wubba Love Duh. We kind of went Rick and Morty.
Yeah, but Rick and Morty is everything.
Do you have a quote for this week? Or do you want me to come up with one?
It's just a writing on the wall.
Is that a quote?
Yes. Conan, remember? When the wizard was reading it, he was like, it's just the writing on the wall.
Seven.
Huh? Smile, you son of a bitch.
There you go, that's better.